And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. This is the morning for the inquest into the death of Oliver Wilson, the young Englishman who was found hanging backstage at the Hamilton Theater. The people requested to be present are a tense and unnerved group. The courtroom set aside for the occasion does nothing to add comfort to the scene, but its badly scuffed oak chairs and a group of battered desks. Seated toward the front is Mary Noble with Rupert Barlow, the financial backer of Larry's current play, at her side. Julia Dixon, Rupert's secretary, fumbles nervously with the strap of her handbag. Beside her is Victor, Rupert's chauffeur. In another group is Larry Noble and Claudia Vincent, Larry's leading lady, and Maud Marlowe and Tom Bryson, family friend of the Nobles. Also, Harold Ramsey and Arnold Carey, the stage manager. The room is silent, except for the occasional shuffling of feet. Now Mary Noble whispers to Rupert Barlow, who sits beside her.
Rupert, shouldn't they be here by now?
They should, Mary, but a fat lot they care about keeping us waiting. I suppose they think it's good for us to worry a bit.
Oh, I don't understand about this inquest. What's the purpose of it? They haven't arrested anybody yet for Oliver Wilson's murder. How can they have a trial without an arrest?
Oh, this isn't a trial, Mary. This is entirely different.
But what is it, then?
It's just one of those formalities that the law demands. It's a lot of nonsense, if you ask me. The coroner will be in charge.
But not Sergeant Riley or any of the men from Homicide.
No, no. Sergeant Riley and the officer who came with him will give testimony, of course. So will we all, Mary.
Oh, Rupert, the idea of that frightens me terribly.
Well, there's no reason why it should, Mary. All you have to do is tell the story of how you found Oliver Wilson's body, hanging from a rope backstage at the theater.
But it sounds so awful. The fact that I was all alone and no one else was about. It sounds pretty bad, don't you think?
Well, certainly not. There can't possibly be the least suspicion where you're concerned. I wish I could say as much for the others.
It seems too horrible that anyone in this room might be the person who killed Oliver Wilson.
It's not a pretty thought, I'll admit, but it's fairly certain that someone in this room is responsible. I don't see how an outsider could have drifted in and done the job, or what reason there could be.
No, I suppose not, Rupert. Only just look around us now. Everyone here is a person we know so well.
Yes, but that isn't a guarantee against murder, my dear Mary.
No, of course it isn't. It's dreadful to think that one of them might be the guilty one.
Well, I only hope the police don't bungle this job and have it drag on forever. Seems to me they should have been able to make an arrest before now.
I don't see how they could, Rupert. I'm sure I wouldn't have the least idea who might be guilty. Would you?
To me, it seems quite obvious.
What do you mean?
Hmm?
Whom did you suspect, Rupert? Please tell me.
Well, I wouldn't tell you for anything in the world, Mary. But I hope that whatever comes out of this mess will not hurt you too badly.
Why do you say that?
Because murder is an ugly business. It brings all kinds of unfortunate facts to light. And it hurts many innocent people.
I don't understand why you're saying this to me, Rupert. Do you know something that you haven't told?
Mary, the least said right now, the better for all of us.
But you sound so certain, Rupert. As though you knew something that would point to the murderer.
Perhaps I do, Mary. Perhaps when we've all been questioned, the facts will form a pattern that is clear to everyone.
But we know all the facts now, Rupert. We know about Claudia Vincent's elopement with Oliver Wilson. And we know how they quarreled. How terribly shocked Julia Dixon was when she found out.
Yes, but those are surface facts. Perhaps some motive far deeper than the obvious anger and jealousy of both Claudia and Julia is lurking in the shadows of this case.
I hope they insist on a false statement from your chauffeur, Victor.
Why try to shove the blame off on poor Victor? I'm sure he had nothing to do with the murder.
I can't help distrusting him, Rupert. I know that sounds unkind, but I can't help it. Even if he has worked for you for many years, I still don't trust the man. I don't see why he should be lurking around the theater the night Oliver Wilson was murdered. You gave him the night off. Why did he spend it hanging around the theater and quarreling with Oliver?
When you put it that way, Mary, it does look bad. I admit that. But you must give the poor fellow the benefit of the doubt. He's been very faithful and loyal to me for years. I know he's a rough kind of chap, but that's nothing against him. I know for a fact that he came to the theater because it was such a rotten night and he thought I might need him to help us all get home to Long Island.
Did he tell you that?
Of course. Don't you believe it?
Rupert, I don't want to disbelieve anyone. I don't want to accuse anyone either. All I want is for this terrible mystery to be settled. so that we can go back to living our own lives again.
I wonder just how many of us will be able to do that.
What do you mean?
Surely one person will be found guilty, Mary. How that will affect the rest of us remains to be seen.
Yes, I see what you mean. Oh, it's such a terrible strain on everyone. I feel so sorry for Larry. I don't see how he can possibly go on like this.
Perhaps he won't have to.
A figure appears in the doorway and everyone looks around. He talks for a moment to the officer on guard and then looks at the assembled group and goes away. Larry Noble lights another cigarette with a nervous movement. As Claudia Vincent leans close and says...
Don't look so worried, Larry, darling. You'll give yourself away.
I'd like to know how long they expect us to sit in this dismal room waiting for them to begin.
But I wouldn't know, dear. I've never had any experience with this sort of thing.
Neither have I, Claudia. Thank heaven.
Perhaps it's a deliberate test of our nerves. Maybe someone's watching us from a secret panel.
Oh, nonsense, Claudia. They don't do things like that in this country.
Well, how can you be sure? In any case, Larry, if I were you, I wouldn't smoke so much. Or you've ground a whole pile of cigarettes under your foot. And your hand shakes when you light your lighter.
Thank you for pointing this all out to me. You make me feel ever so much calmer.
Well, I'm only trying to help you, darling. You know that you and I must stick together. We must be terribly careful to make our stories match in every detail.
You keep saying that as though we were two conspirators.
But you know what I say is right. I've asked you before to go over every detail of that terrible night with me so that our stories will be perfect. But you always refuse. Now it may already be too late.
This inquest doesn't prove anything. It isn't a trial. It's just a lot of nonsense.
And I'm sure I don't know. They'll ask us a lot of questions, I believe.
Yes, questions that have to do with the dead man. Who found the body, when it was discovered. If anyone tampered with any evidence, it still doesn't show who actually murdered young Oliver Wilson.
Do you think they're any closer to knowing who killed him?
How should I know, Claudia?
I don't believe they are, Larry. I believe they're utterly in the dark about it. Just look around you. Look at everyone here. Julia Dixon. How she must have hated Oliver when she found out he deceived her. And that awful Victor. He's no better than a gangster. What was he doing backstage the night of the murder? And your lovely friend Maud Marlowe sitting there so smugly. A wretched old busybody. She could be as guilty as anyone.
Oh, come now, Claudia, not Maud Marlowe. She wouldn't harm a fly.
No, she's a malicious storyteller. Why, she deliberately told Oliver Wilson that I was an heiress. And then she took me aside and told me the same thing about Oliver. Why do you suppose she did that? What was her purpose?
I'm doggone if I know.
To make trouble, that's all. To involve us all in a desperate crime. Well, I hope she's satisfied.
You can't very well pin this on Maud Marlowe. Even if she did create a lot of trouble for you and Oliver, if you'd checked your facts before you rushed out to marry the guy, you might not be in this mess.
Are you trying to infer that I killed Oliver Wilson?
I'm not inferring anything, Claudia. I'm just stating a simple fact. You threw everybody into a rotten mess when you ran off with Oliver. Ramsey, me, everybody in the cast. And evidently you didn't care about any of that. You thought you'd outsmarted everyone by marrying a millionaire. Instead, you found out he was flat broke and a nobody.
It's nice of you, Larry, I must say, to throw these things at me right now when I'm trying desperately to keep up my courage. What are you up to anyhow? Are you trying to turn the spotlight for this murder on me?
Of course not, Claudia.
Because if you are, Larry, I'd think about it. I offered to stick by you. I wanted us to stick together, remember that.
I don't see any sense to that kind of talk. Make it sound as if we had something to hide.
Well, don't we?
Speak for yourself.
Perhaps I will, Larry Noble. And if I do, I promise you, you won't like what I have to say.
All right, now. All right. They're coming down the hall. Inquest will be underway in a few minutes. I'm sorry we had to keep you so long, but the coroner is held up on another matter. He'll be right here and go over the testimony. Now just answer the questions in a simple, straightforward way. That's all. All right. Here's the coroner now.
The coroner enters the room, followed by an assistant district attorney. Sergeant Riley crosses over to a chair facing the audience and looks carefully over the group in front of him as the inquest is about to begin. Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway stars.